The Squeeze is a free weekday email and podcast. We're your shortcut to being informed. In the lead up to Christmas, our podcast is brought to you by Woolworths. Whether you're looking for the perfect ham, beautiful fresh cherries, or your favourite seafood, Woolworths has everything picked for Christmas.
Good morning, I'm Claire Kimball.
And I'm Kate Watson. It's Wednesday, the 18th of December. In your Squeeze today, Netflix and streaming wars, violent protests in India, 99 years until we close the gender pay gap, and all I want for Christmas. This is your Squeeze today. Netflix, one of the great disruptors of recent times, has released details, Claire, of its operations and where in the world its growth is coming from. They say since 2017, 90% of subscriber growth has come from its international operations, so outside of the US.
Yeah, and that's something that investors have been keen to understand a little bit more about. What they know is that Netflix growth in the US and in Canada has been slowing, and given it's had such a stellar performance over such a long period of time, they were concerned about where future growth was coming from. So the release of those numbers, particularly as other platforms launch, was something that they really wanted to understand a bit more about.
Our region, the Asia Pacific, has recorded the biggest membership and revenue gains amongst all regions over the past 3 years. We like Netflix.
Yeah, we really do. We're small though compared to other regions like Latin America, Europe, the Middle East and Africa. They're the most significant growth markets, but they're certainly getting the highest percentages out of countries like Australia and others through the Asia Pacific region.
And as we know, streaming is becoming a very competitive space, plenty of options for the consumer. A bit of concern about the pace at which Netflix has added new subscribers this year.
Yeah, that's right. Because as you say, we're looking at things like Disney Plus, Apple TV Plus. In the States, you've got others like Hulu. They made The Handmaid's Tale. But when you look at other programs, Netflix really are leading in the content that they're creating, and that has seen them as a really big force that needs to be reckoned with.
Nominated for plenty of Golden Globes recently.
Absolutely. They're leading in movies and TV production.
And just as an FYI, in total, Netflix has about 160 million subscribers. It's not small.
Not at all.
Fair bit going down in India at the moment, Claire. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has moved to impose strict new citizenship laws. What the laws do is speed up the citizenship process for migrants from neighbouring countries if they're Hindu, Christian and a handful of other major religions, but not if they're Muslim.
And Prime Minister Narendra Modi has been criticised in the past for persecuting Muslims. He has been someone who has been described as exercising a muscular form of Hinduism. That means that these laws and others are something that quite a few people in India and across the world are paying very close attention to. There are protests now in India that are escalating and have been escalating all week. There are more than six people who have died. Also accusations that police are firing bullets at protesters.
Traditionally, India has been known as a secular nation, of course, so this is a big deal. Narendra Modi's a fascinating guy. We've got a shortcut you can listen to about him and his leadership style, along with the leaders of Brazil and Turkey. Just search for world leaders in Squeeze Shortcuts. And in Pakistan, they've sentenced their former president to death.
Musharraf was the military leader who staged a coup back in 1999. He was president of Pakistan from 2001 to 2008. He's been sentenced in absentia, which means that he wasn't in the country and he's unlikely to ever return back home now to face that. But he was sentenced to death for treason over his suspension of the constitution of Pakistan back in 2007. He declared national rule at that point in time in a move to try and extend his tenure as president.
And listeners may recall back in 2017, two brothers, Khaled and Mahmoud Kayat, were arrested for plotting a terror attack on an international flight from Sydney. They've had their sentences handed down.
They have. Khaled was given 40 years in jail, Mahmoud 36 years. They were brothers who tried to smuggle that bomb inside a meat grinder into the luggage of their other brother, Amir. He was unaware that that was happening. That was on a flight going from Sydney to Abu Dhabi back in July 2017.
And a new report by the World Economic Forum, the WEF, says at the rate we're going, it'll be about 99 years before we close the gender pay gap.
The global gender pay gap reduced by 1%, but it's still at 31%. And that closure of by that 1% was due to a growing number of women in politics who are paid the same as men. So that's an interesting thing that it's moved the dial by that much just through politics. When you're looking, though, at the rankings of the 153 countries that the Economic Forum takes their numbers from, Iceland tops the rankings. Then we're looking at countries like Norway, yeah. Sweden and Finland. Interestingly, Nicaragua's up there. New Zealand's in sixth place, and then Australia comes in at number 44.
That's down from 39th place last year for Australia. To sport, and the International Cricket Council has named Australia's Elise Perry as the Women's Player of the Year. That's the second time in 3 years. She's a bit of a star.
She really is.
More than a bit of a star.
Yeah, that's right. And she was named the One Day International Player of the Year as well. She was in a bit of shock, she said, for winning that award again.
Ugh. Hands down, best cricket player this year. Alyssa Healy as well took out an award.
Yeah, she was named the T20 International Player of the Year, and that holds us in good stead as we head towards a home T20 World Cup next year.
Yeah, that starts in February. And this is quite unbelievable, Claire. Mariah Carey's All I Want for Christmas has never been a number one hit. That's surprising.
Well, look, Kate, I'll give you my subject line today and you can get a sense of my feeling about this. Subject line today is, oh no, not you again. we've got this song constantly. It feels like I can't even remember a Christmas anymore where this song wasn't all pervasive. But yes, she's hit the number one position on the American billboards with this hit for the first time since it was released back in 1994.
25 years ago. It is such a big hit. It deserves a number one spot, whether you like it or not, I think, just for its enduring nature.
And look, quite incredibly, it's her 19th number one hit on the Billboard charts, and she's well and truly the most successful solo female artist in American Billboard's history.
Yeah, wow. Mariah Carey. Finally, after talking about it for a little while now, the Great Big Squeeze Quiz, the podcast edition, is out. It'll play after this episode, or you can find it via the Shortcuts stream. It's a bit of a departure from our usual style, Claire.
And look, we had a really good time, so we hope you enjoy it too.
It's festive. It's fun. We, which is you and I, plus celebrity guest stars Bryce Corbett and Larissa Moore, have a lot of laughs as we quiz each other on all the big news stories across 2019. And if you're anything like us and you can't get enough quiz content, we also have up on our website the Great Big Squeeze Quiz written version, very different to the podcast version, different questions, perhaps good to do with your colleagues over a coffee this morning. Head to our website, thesqueeze.com.au, for that. I think that'll do from us today. Stay cool, everyone. It's going to be very warm across much of the country, and we will chat to you tomorrow. The Squeeze is a free weekday email and podcast. We're your shortcut to being informed. Sign up at thesqueeze.com.au.